ಗೋಪಿಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರೆ ಜಯ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಜಯ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Jaya Radhe. Jaya Radha Kunja Vihare Radha Kunja Vihare Jaya Radhe. Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Sudarshana. Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Nam Sankirtan ki Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Namaste Kamalekshana Namak Kamalapmabhaya Namak Kamalamaline Namak Kamalapadaya. Namaste Kamalekshana Namakamalanabhaya Namakamalamaline Namakamalapadaya. Namaste Kamalekshana.
What to word meaning? Namaha. We offer our respectful obeisances. Kamalanabhaya. On to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose abdomen the original lotus flower originated. Namaha. Obeisances. Kamala Maline, who is always decorated with a garland of lotus flowers. Namaha. Obeisances. Kamala Padaya, whose feet are as beautiful and fragrant as the lotus flower. Namaste. Obeisances unto you. Kamala Ikshana, whose eyes are exactly like the petals of the lotus flower. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Dear Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you because from your abdomen sprouts the lotus flower, the origin of all living entities. You are always decorated with a lotus garland and your feet resembles the lotus flower with all its fragrance. Your eyes are also like the petals of a lotus flower. Therefore, we always offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. The word Kamalanabhaya indicates that Lord Vishnu is the origin of the material creation. From the abdomen of Garbhodeksha Vishnu, a lotus flower sprouts. Lord Brahma, the first creator of the universe, is born from this lotus flower. And subsequently, Lord Brahma creates the whole universe. The origin of all creation is therefore Lord Vishnu. And the origin of all Vishnu Tattvas is Lord Krishna. Consequently, Krishna is the origin of everything. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.8. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattas sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam bhuda bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly knows this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. Lord Krishna says, I am the origin of everything. Therefore, whatever we see emanates from him. This is confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadiyasya Yadaha. The absolute truth is he from whom everything emanates. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruven Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapatankikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakanvitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarangasya Krupa Sindhu Vyaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Namak Kamala Nabaya, Namak Kamala Maline, Namak Kamala Padaya, Namaste Kamalekshana. Dear Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you because from your abdomen sprouts the lotus flower, the origin of all living entities. You are always decorated with a lotus garland, and your feet resembles the lotus flower with all its fragrance. Your eyes are also like the petals of a lotus flower. Therefore, we are always offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas so that I can narrate the beautiful pastimes of the Lord. So here in this verse, it is mainly focused on the different limbs of the Lord. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how we can see that how the Srimad Bhagavatam is very very important. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Sloka Charitam చకార భగవాన్ ఋషి నిశ్రేయ లోకస్య ధ్యానం స్వస్తి అవయం మహత్. సో యాక్చువల్లీ దిస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఈజ్ ఎ లిటరీ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ కంపైల్డ్ బై ద వ్యాసదేవ్. సో హియర్ వీ కెన్ సీ దట్ హౌ వీ విల్ గెట్ ద అల్టిమేట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ అల్టిమేట్ గుడ్ ఫర్ ద హ్యూమన్ సొసైటీ. అండ్ బై రిసైటింగ్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఎవ్రీడే వీ విల్ గెట్ సక్సెస్ అండ్ వీ ఆర్ బ్లిస్ఫుల్ అండ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్స్. So you can see that how this pastime is very very special. Like Dhruva Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj and Lord Shiva praying for the association of the devotees. So and they reject the benediction to enter to the Swargaloka. So you can see that Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, so like this different So they are all rejected these things and prachetas they performed severe austerities and penances only for the satisfaction of the Lord. So this is one of the lesson we can learn in our life, that how prachetas they selflessly perform austerities for only satisfaction of the Lord. So we can see that how some of the good qualities of the prachetas. So there are two things we can see in the Pracheta's life, that they are obedient to the superiors and cooperation among the equals. So these two are the spiritual principles, especially for the life of a sadhaka. So they are obedient to the Prachina Bari as a dutiful sons, and as well as they followed the instruction of the Lord Shiva as the spiritual instructions. So by these two things they are able to take the darshan of the Lord. So in Bhagavatam 4th canto 24th verse number 15, yad uktam pati drishte girishena prasadita tad dhyayanto japantasya pujyantasya samyataha. So here in this verse we can learn four things. So tad dhyayanto japantascha pujyanscha samyatah. So one should meditate on the instructions. So that is the topmost thing for a sadhaka. So the disciples, they always should meditate the instructions of a guru. So whenever we associate with the devotees, so one should discuss what are the instructions of a guru. So that one can remember and one can practice. So our association with Krishna is through the following the instructions of the Guru. Through that one can most closer to the Krishna. Second thing is japantasya. Externally discussing with the like-minded devotees, our commitment to the spiritual master instructions will increase. So like this, one can remember the spiritual master instructions. So one should discuss among the Vaishnavas, developing the mood of the Vaishnava qualities and pujyanta. One may think about it and discuss, one do with great reverence and respect. So finally, samyataha, with great control one should practice. So then one will get darshan of the Lord. So like this we can see that how the Brahma he, after performing severe austerities and penances, he able to see the form. No. So this form is very very eternal, and by seeing this form freed from the material contamination and show a mercy to the devotees. So that's why similarly we can see that how the prachetas, they performed severe austerities and penances under the waters. So and Lord is so much merciful, and the Lord is given darshan under the water. So here we can see that how the Lord's face was very beautiful, and his head was decorated with the shining helmet and golden ornaments. The helmet was dazzling and was very beautifully situated on his head. The Lord had 8 arms, which each held a particular weapon. The Lord was surrounded by demigods, great sages and other associates. These were all engaged in the service. Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, glorified the Lord with Vedic hymns by flapping his wings. Garuda appeared to be the inhabitant of the planet from the Kinnarloka. So here we can see that how the Lord is given darshan with 8 hands with different weapons. So we can see that how the Lord personally given darshan to Prachetas because of their austerities and penances performed. So ultimately their austerities is for the satisfaction of the Lord. So as the Lord knows everyone, so because of the mood of the Prachetas, the Lord personally appeared in front of the Prachetas. So here we can see in this verse, we beautifully discussed the different limbs of the Lord. Namak Kamala Nabaya, Namak Kamala Maline, Namak Kamala Padaya, Namaste Kamalekshana. So here we can see that how the Lord is very expert dresser. So he is called as Lalita. So he is meticulous dresser. So sometimes the Lord given darshan, so he decorated himself very beautifully. Even when he killed the demons, he himself check whether the belt is placed properly and dhoti is tied up. So like this, we can see that how we can see the Kunti Maharani also prayed, you know, prayers. Nama Pankajanabhaya, Nama Pankajamaline, Nama Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangriye. So here it is very beautifully discussed that how the depression of the lotus flower, his abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower. And who always decorated with garlands of lotus flower, and whose glance is cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with lotuses. Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki, Jagannath Balda Subhadra Maharani ki, Gaurnitaya ki. So here we can see that how the Lord, when he gives darshan, he gives darshan according to the different devotees' mood. So when here one beautiful verse is there in 10th canto. Mallanam ashanirninam naravara strinam smaro murtinam gopanam svajano satam kishi kshitibujam sastasva prito shihu mrityurbojapater virada vidusham tattvam param yoginam vrishninam paradevite vidito rangam gatas sagraja. So here the one personality Krishna appears differently for different personalities. So that how here in this verse it is very beautifully described that when Krishna was fighting with Prajalas, Chanur and Mushika, Krishna appeared as the most powerful human being, so as a thunderbolt. And for damsels of Mathura, Krishna appeared like a Cupid personified. And for elderly gopas, Krishna appeared as a loving son. And for cowherd boys, Krishna appeared as friend, relative. So here, for Kamsa, Krishna appeared as death personified. And for yogis, Krishna appeared as Paramatattva. And for Vrishnis, Krishna appeared as supreme worshipful deity. So here we can see that how the Krishna, the same Krishna appears different ways for the different personalities. So that's why we can see that how nobody in this material world can compare with the personality of Krishna. So here we can see in this verse the different limbs of the Lord discussed, you know, so with lotus flowers. So from this we can understand that lotus flower is very, very delicate. So here in this material world, we can see that some are physically very strong and powerful, but they cannot exhibit the quality of the tenderness and delicateness. And sometimes some are very delicate and tender, but they are not very much powerful. So that's why we can see that how the Krishna is very expert in all these things. So that's why Supreme Lord is compared to the lotus flower, freshly unpeeled leaves, and the coming from the tamal tree. So, and it is compared to freshly churned butter. And so like this, Kavi Karnepur nicely describes the beauty of the Krishna with various objects of the Vrindavan. The comparison which makes the tender beauty of the Krishna when he appears. So this beautiful body appears like a creeper of the lotus flower. So we can see that how the lotus flowers are very beautiful, but the body of a Krishna is compared to a creeper of the lotus flower. Why? Because the different limbs of the lotus flower is compared to a creeper. So here we can see when Krishna appeared in the Nanda Maharaj Bhavan, Nanda Bhavan, so Krishna forms like a creeper of the lotus flower. So here the lotus flower, that creeper, is connected to the water. So similarly, Mother Yashoda herself, her spiritual ecstasy compared to the lake. And Krishna, who appears from her, like blue lotus flower. So we can see that how he appeared from the lake, and this blue lotus flower is so pure that even Brahma also cannot see that lotus flower, and it is untouched by the waves of the material worlds, and it is untouched by the winds. Why? Because this fragrance of this lotus flower can only consumed by the Mother Yashoda. So like this it is described by the Kavi Karnepur. So here, and Kavi Karnepur, he continues explaining that how when Krishna appears, the entire room filled with fragrance of the agura mixed with musk, which emanates from the body of the Krishna. So here, when the Krishna appears, the damsels, the ladies, after Krishna's appearance, they want to bathe the Krishna with fragrance water. But as from the Krishna's body the fragrance is coming, so it is defeating the water, the fragrance water. So like this, Krishna has taken, when Krishna took birth, it is said that he was crying, but he is not crying like an ordinary child. So it indicates the pronunciation of Omkara, so which creates the auspiciousness of the entire world. So we can see that how, so when Krishna was put in front of the Mother Yashoda, it sees, the Krishna sees a row of lamps, by waving his hands, immediately the lamps turn into glowing lotus buds. So like this, he performed wonderful pastimes there. And for all the Vrajavasis, Krishna shows the unique symbols of the Lord. So on the palm of the conch, so fish, goat, like this different symbols have seen on the palm. So immediately, we can see that how Krishna, by showing this, immediately he closed his fist. So like this, we can understand that how Krishna appeared very beautifully in front of the Vrajavasis. So here, when Mother Yashoda see the Krishna's form, so and when he touches it, soft like freshly butter, churned butter, which is in blue color. So we can see that how Krishna is given darshan different ways to the Mother Yashoda. So these different limbs of Krishna looks like a row of blue sapphires. So, and his hands and feet is dazzling rubies, and his nails appeared like shining gems, and his lips like red bimba fruit on the row of blue sapphires. So, and Krishna showed other form. So the form of Krishna was turned into various delicate flowers. So the palms and lips looks like pink lotuses. The form of Krishna appeared like Jamuna. So like this, Krishna is exhibiting his different his beauty in different ways to the mother Yashoda. So here we can see that how when mother Yashoda see all the different things on the form of Krishna, she looked the beautiful curly locks of hair hanging on the cheeks, and lotus face of Krishna is surrounded by dark blue bumblebees. So this lotus flower is surrounded by dark bumblebees, that so much nectar coming from the lotus face of Krishna and lost their mobility and ability to fly. So like this, the description which is explained by the Kavi Karnapur. So similarly, we can see the different different limbs of the Lord, especially the lips. So when Krishna when he play the flute, then the vibrations coming from the flute, that is transcendental sound vibration, which is enters into the Vrajavasis, and they are completely mesmerized. So like this, we can see that how, and the same lips, we can see he killed the putana, and without changing the shape of the lips. So like that, it is said that vajradapi katoram kushumadapi komalam. So he is softer than the flower and harder than the thunderbolt. So here we can see that how the same way Krishna uses the same hands to bendict so many devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. And same way with same hands Krishna kills the demons like Keshi, Trinavata. So his hands appeared like odd as thunderbolt. So like this, we can see that how his palm as soft as the lotus pod. The same palm when Krishna closes his fist like a thunderbolt in front of the demons. So like this, we can see that how the Krishna given darshan in the different places in different ways. So in Vrindavan, Krishna came in as a devotee of the Lord, so by raising the hands and dancing. And the same Krishna came in Jagannath Puri as Lord Jagannath with ecstatic Krishna with big eyes. So like this, we can see that how the Krishna is giving darshan with different ways. So similarly, we can see that how we can see the lotus feet of the Lord. So this lotus feet of the Lord act as suitable boat to cross the material world. The same feet deliver the Ahilya from the curse. So the same feet appeared for Kaliya as hard as thunderbolt. So like this, we can see that how the Krishna appeared for different personalities. So here we can see that how samasrita yeda pada pallavaplam mahat padam punya yaso mure bhavam buddhir yas vatsa padam param padam 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 yat vipadam natesham. So here we can see that how for those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is shelter of the cosmic manifestation, and it is as famous as Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon. The ocean of the material world is like the water contained in the calf's footprint. So their goal is Parampadam, Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. So like this, we can see that how the Krishna's lotus feet is giving shelter to the devotees. So the devotees always, they want to take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So here we have one more beautiful verse. Jayati jayati devo devaki nandana jayati jayati krishna prishni vamsa pradipa jayati jayati megha shyamala komalango jayati jayati prithvi baro nasa mukunda. So here All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is as known as the light of dynasty of Rishnis. So even though Krishna is taking birth in the jail of the where Kamsa put in the jail, so but still he is very, very glorified. So his dynasty is glorified, and we can see that how all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily luster is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as lotus as a lotus flower. And all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of the demons, and who can offer liberation to everyone. So here also it is mentioned that how even the limbs of the Lord is as soft as lotus flower and delicate, but he came to this material world to deliver the world from the burden of the demons, and give liberation to everyone. So like this we can see that how the Lord appears to give protection to the devotees. So here we can see that how if you see the darshan of the Lord, we have different symbols. So these various symbols represents different things. So disc and club are the means represents to kill the non-devotees, means for the demons. So those who are not surrendered to him, to sever the head and pulverize the head. And this conch shell and lotus flower, which signifies the auspiciousness. So like this we can see that how the Krishna with different symbols gives auspiciousness for the devotees of the Lord. So that's why we can see that how the Krishna is Paramatattva. So here we can see that how there are four things which are very, very special things are there in Krishna's features. That he is called as Leela Madhurya. Why? Because he performed wonderful varieties of pastimes, especially as we discussed this childhood pastimes. And he is also considered as Prema Madhurya. So he is surrounded by the devotees, endowed with wonderful love of the Godhead. And he is called as Rupa Madhurya. So with possessed of unparalleled beauty, and is Venu Madhurya. How he is expert in playing the flute. So these are the very, very special qualities by the Lord Krishna. So that's why we can see that how for prachetas, the Krishna, the Lord appears in front of him because for two things. What are these two things? They are obedient to the superiors and cooperate among each other. So similarly, for a sadhaka, one can learn a lesson that how one should practice Krishna consciousness by staying together and serving together and obedient to the superiors, so that the Krishna will be satisfied. So that's why we can see that how similarly prachetas got darshan because the Lord is completely satisfied. So as well as when the Lord given darshan to prachetas, by seeing form of the Lord, the prachetas is completely satisfied and they're free from the material desires. So the Lord is very much happy, and he requested prachetas to accept some boon, but they are not ready to take any boon benedictions. So but finally still the Lord requested and he want to give benediction. So prachetas, they requested only one thing. What is that? So here it is said, hearing in the association of the devotees life after life. So this is the benediction they requested. And in the pure devotees association is only the highest thing. And we can see that how we hearing the Krishna Katha in among the Vaishnavas, especially when we hear from the pure devotees, we will get the four things. the four effects of hankering Krishna Katha, hearing Krishna Katha. Here, there is no hankering, there is no envy, there is no fear, and the Narayana is personally present. So here we can see that how the Prachetas, they want this benediction, that they always want to associate with the devotees, and by associating with devotees they want to hear the Krishna Katha. So like this we can see that how in our life also we are very fortunate that Prabhupada is arranged very systematically for all the devotees to practice Krishna consciousness, and he arranged different ways, different things, that every day we are also getting the darshan, beautiful darshan of Radha Vrindavan Chandra, and we are getting the association of the various devotees, the pure devotees like Prabhupada disciples and so many other Maharajas. So and we are able to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from different Vaishnavas, and we are able to discuss different topics among each other. So like this we can see that how that Prabhupada is such a personality, he is arranging all these things for us to practice Krishna consciousness very seriously and systematically and very blissfully. So why? Because in the Kali Yuga it is very very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness and to stay to practice bhakti, but Prabhupada is, and our acharyas is so much merciful that they are giving such a benediction to all of us to practice bhakti and go to back to Godhead. So that's why we can see that how in our lives one should means we need to take these things very seriously. Why? Because we can see that how Prachetas, they performed severe austerities and penances. So then only they got, means he got the darshan of the Lord. But on the other hand, we are getting the darshan of the Lord every day in the form of Archa Vigraha. So this is, we are very fortunate. Why? Because of the mercy of the acharyas, so we are getting this darshan every day. So we need to take this as a benediction, and we need to practice Krishna consciousness as very important in our lives. So, and one more thing, that how this Prachetas are very very cooperative, similarly in our lives also we can cooperatively serve together and practice Krishna consciousness, so that we will able to get the darshan of the Lord at the end of our life. And I will finish this with one very beautiful pastime of Lord Jagannath. So we can see that one time Lord Jagannath is if now also we can see that how one Lord Jagannath is also called Patit Pavan Jagannath. So if you enter inside the Jagannath temple, so in the Simhadwar we have a beautiful deity, that is Jagannath deity. So one of the king named Ramachandra Dev, he is a devotee of the Lord Jagannath. So at that time Mughals was ruling, and so then they are trying to trouble the Hindus, and they are defeating. So Ramachandra Dev, he every day is praying to the Lord that how to protect you, you know, like this. So he is praying every day. So and he want to defeat the Mughal. So then he fight with the Mughals, and finally he got defeated. So then that Ramachandra Dev kept in the jail, but he is praying to the Lord that, you know, who can protect you. So like this he is doing different prayers to the Lord actually. So then afterwards the Mughal the Mughals, he requested to Ramachandra Dev, and he want to give his sister to the king actually. So then finally he thought that so I am coming from this dynasty of the Hindus, but how can I marry this Muslim girl? So but finally he thought that if I marry her, so then I can protect the Jagannath. So like this he married to the that sister of the smuggle. So then finally he became a friend of that Mughal actually. So from this we can see that how after this incidents all the pandas, they are not accepted to enter inside the Jagannath temple. So every day at the night he comes to the Jagannath temple. He prayed in front of the Lord, you know, so different prayers of Jagannath. So then finally after a few days, personally the Lord Jagannath comes from the altar and give darshan in front of the Simhadwar. So the pandas came to know that, you know, his decoration is disturbing, and you know the flowers are going here and there. So then finally the pandas, Jagannath personally came in the dream of the pandas, and he told that Ramachandra Dev is my pure devotee, so I want to give darshan every day so that you bring the deity of Jagannath here, one more deity, and so that he can take darshan every day. So like this the pandas, they brought one of the deity, they made one deity and they brought in front of the Simhadwar. So that's why this Jagannath deity is called as Patit Pavan Jagannath. So from this we can see that how the Lord Jagannath is so much merciful for all the devotees, even for everyone, even Malechas and Chandalas. So similarly we can see that how Prabhupada, the same Jagannath, he carries to different countries, and he performed Ratyatras in different places. So how Prabhupada is so much merciful for all different varieties of people, and so how Prabhupada is given mercy in the form of the Jagannath, and he given darshan to the entire world. So that's why we can see that how the acharyas are so much merciful, even the Lord. So that's why we are most fortunate that we are getting the blessings of the Prabhupada and acharyas by accepting this Krishna consciousness and this Guru Parampara. So thank you very much for giving this opportunity to speak. Hare Krishna.